Shalom,
anachnu. Hello. We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 2, Bechar Kavanot, 3rd chapter, Ol Pashut, item 27. And feel free to ask questions during the lesson.
It's page 418.
Taking it from the top, item 27. Sorry, item 26. And when it came to his desire, when the emanator wished to emanate the world of Nikudim, it has already been explained above that Adam Kadmon restricted himself once more and raised the internality of the light from half of Tiferet in him and below. He raised it up, and then that light emerged through the Enaim and expanded outside from half of Tiferet in him and below, and the world of Nikudim was made. Again, item 26 at the top. When the emanator wished to emanate the world of Nikudim, it has already been explained above that Adam Kadmon restricted himself once more and raised the internality of the light from half of Tiferet in him and below. He raised it up, and then that light emerged through the Enaim and expanded outside from half of Tiferet in him and below, and the world of Nikudim was made. Item 27. Indeed, immediately upon the Tzimtzum, which is the ascent of the light upward before it exists, the Enaim and before the Nikudim were made, the two external Prinot were promptly darkened since the Ol Pnimi departed upward and they could not stand there. Hence, they descended below the Raglaim of Yosheh of Adam Kadmon in the place of Ol Makif, under the Raglaim of Yosheh of only Adam Kadmon. Again, item 27. Indeed, immediately upon the Tzimtzum, which is the ascent of the light upward, before it exists, the Enaim and before the Nikudim were made, the two external Prinot were promptly darkened since the Ol Pnimi departed upward, and they could not stand there. Hence, they descended below the Raglaim of Yosheh of Adam Kadmon in the place of the Ol Makif under the Raglaim of Yosheh of only Adam Kadmon. Ol Pashut, item 27. Page 418. Immediately upon the Tzimtzum, before it exists, the Enaim, the two external Prinot were darkened. Interpretation. The ascent of the ending Malchut to half of Tiferet De'ak that the Ari explained above did not really leave any impression in Ak itself. These ascents of Malchut were in order to make a new Zivug for the lower one, which is the Nekudim. But there was no change at all in Ak, since any Tzimtzum that is generated acts only from the place of its emergence onward, but it does not influence the ones above it whatsoever. For this reason, there was no new Siyum inside Pertzuf Ak itself. Rather, the whole of the new Siyum that was initiated by the Tzimtzum acted only on the Kelim of the Parzuf below Ak, called Nekudot Desag, which begins from Tabor de Ak down and ends at the point of this world. A new Siyum was made in the Parzuf of Nekudot Desag De'ak 2 through the ascent of Malchut to the place of Binah. Here, the Tzimtzum caused the separation of the Kelim below its Chazeh because of the ending Malchut that arose there. It follows that this whole part from the Chazeh down to the point of this world was separated from the Partsuf and is unfit to receive any light, just like the point of this world below the Raglaim of the inner Ak. The Ari calls this Partsuf half of Tiferet of Ak and below,
as if the point of this world rose to Balsa. Yes.
The Ari calls this Partsuf half of Tiferet of Ak and below, and elsewhere he calls it the Nekudot de Sag. This is a complete Partsuf, Rosh and Guf, where by the new Tzimtzum all the light departed from it and rose above Tabu de Ak.
Is this clear? This means that Galgalta, everyone remembers what that is, right? Ab. You also remember? Sag. Nekudot de Sag. Spread from until the Mata, the Sium. They filled Nehideak, Nehide Galgalta, right? Out of filling them, they restricted, right? And then the ending Malchut that was in Siyum Raglin rose until half Tiferet of Nekudot de Sag. And in this place, the border is called Parsa. Fine. Now, nothing really happened so much. But what he says that did happen is that the lights that were down from Parsa till the Siyum, there were lights previously there. Now they rose upwards. That's called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. They rose upwards. In the meantime, and then he says that these lights that used to be below, when they seemingly rose up, they became surrounding lights around the Partsuf that remained from Nekudot de Sag. This Partsuf of Nekudot de Sag spreads from Pe de Sag until the Parsa. From Pe de Sag until the Tabur, and from the Tabur to the Parsa. And that same part of Nekudot de Sag that used to be from Parsa till the Siyum, that same part was restricted. Because Malchut from Galgalta restricted it. And that same light that was there rose upwards. That's what he says. However, even before he rose, what happened was that this light became round, circular, around this new point. And these two lights that were in this Patsuf, they became Mekifim, surrounding lights of Chaya and Yechida, and they round below Siyum Raglin De'ak. So we had different surrounding lights. Now you have two more surroundings. Where did they come from? The inner light that was previously in the Patsuf. Now the Patsuf is restricted. It can't hold this inner light in order to bestow. So this inner light became surrounding light. And then surrounding light encircles around a new point of Tzimtzum because it gives birth to it. Read it again, please. We are on item 27. Look what he writes above, in 27 above. Indeed, immediately upon the Tzimtzum, which is the ascent of the light upward, Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, before it exits the Enaim, and before the Nekudim were made, when the Tzimtzum was done in Nikve Enaim, over Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, that didn't happen yet. In the meantime, the lights departed from Nekudot de Sag, and before the Nekudim were made, the two external Bchinot were promptly darkened. This is Dalet and Gimel. They were below the Parsa until Siyum Raglin, Since the O Pnimi, the inner light, departed upward, and they could not stand there. And then they descended as surrounding lights. You couldn't receive them in order to bestow, so they descended below. Wait a minute, where is it? Descended below the raglaim of Yoshio of Ak, in the place of the Omekif, under the raglaim of Yoshio of only Ak, Adam Kadmon. Meaning there are other surrounding lights from Tzimtzum Aleph, all kinds of lights that were not received in the Patsufim of Galgal Ta'apsak. So two more lights have been added. They used to be in Dalet and Gimel, in Nekudot Desag, and they're restricted. Okay? Same people asking. Oh, Itai. He's new. These guys are all the time.
The Raglei Yosher De'ak changed their place during the Tzimtzum Bet.
Raglei Yosher De'ak did not change anything. Oh. It's just that Partsuf Nekudot De'sag, when it came down below the Tabur, it spread until the Siyum Raglein. And then, when Tzimtzum Bet occurred, then its raglaim got shorter until the palsa.
These two new orot makifim, they revolve around the parsa of the chayayin yichida.
They don't encircle the parsa, but it's below the siyum raglin.
Where is that?
The end of the patsuf, the end of galta, the end of all the olamot, the world.
What do you have there?
I don't know. We haven't learned about that. Well, I'm learning what he is teaching. Whatever he gives us, that's what I'm learning. That's it. Yes.
How does he call the lights by names when they're not in the kelim?
How else will he call them?
I don't know. How can he measure them if they're outside of the kli? He can say, these kelim are like this, like that.
I don't know. I'm looking at a piece of steak. I'm saying, this is a nice, good steak. Probably warm. It has this and that flavors. How do I know that? It's the same.
I don't want to go to philosophy, but the steak I see with my eyes.
So he sees it, and he's telling you. He sees this. Really, the surrounding lights? He really sees them. Otherwise, how is he revealing them? They become round. They are around the point of Tzimtzum, the new point of Tzimtzum that stands in Palsa. So, there are many questions here. We'll scrutinize them later. Okay, Leibovich.
What light was restricted? Chasadim?
What was restricted is the inner light that was in Palsuf Nekudot De'sag from the point of their chazeh. Later it's called palsa, until the siyum. These lights were restricted. Meaning it's not the lights that were restricted, the vessels were restricted. You can't say that the lights restricted. But the vessels stopped revealing these lights as an internal.
Opening is kind of confusing because it's above the taboo.
Not at all. Inner light, opening me, is when the Kli receives it in order to bestow. It doesn't matter where it is, above, below. Who told you that this is the definition of inner light above the taboo?
When is the opening me received there?
How did Nekudot De'sag spread? What does it mean that they spread below the taboo?
Oh, okay, now I understand.
All right, well, Eyal.
What is a surrounding light? It means that the Kli has no attainment of it.
That in the Kli, there's no ability to receive it as inner light.
And how could it be that I had a light that was on the inside and suddenly it becomes all mekif?
You don't have the strength to receive it as opening me, as inner light.
What does it mean to receive the light as pnimi, as opposed to receiving it as mekif? I understand the example of the steak.
Beyond that, I can only wish for you to understand this, just as you understand with the steak, that you'll understand the matter of the lights this way. That's it. I have nothing to add. But about the text. No. Only about the text you can ask, or don't ask.
We talked about this.
Well,
is it possible that the circling is a result of that illuminate?
We're continuing. I see that you don't understand. You don't yet understand how to learn. You can ask about the text. If it's not written, I don't know. I'm happy to report to everyone, I do not know things that are not written. I wish I did know. Yes.
A friend from Moscow is asking, is it enough to just listen when we study Bechala Kavanot even without understanding, or also to ask to understand?
Ask to understand, why not? What is there here that you can't understand? You can't attain, but to logically understand, you can. But best if you have some touch, some hold on to the words, to the understanding, but yearn to attain it. When will my actions reach the level of my ancestors? Where are we?
Ol Pashut, item 27. Item 27, Ol Pashut. Page 418.
Okay. Immediately upon the Tzimtzum, before it exits the Einayim, the two external Bchinot were darkened. Interpretation. The ascent of the ending Malchut to half of Tiferet De'ak that the Ari explained above did not really leave any impression in Ak itself. It's always this way. The lower Patsuf never leaves an impression on the upper one. Most it can do is to add on to it. These ascents of Malchut were in order to make a new Zivug for the lower one, which is the Nikudim. But there was no change at all in Ak. Since any Tzimtzum that is generated... No, you're best if you read it.
Any tzimtzum that is generated acts only from the place of its emergence onward, but it does not influence the ones above it whatsoever. For this reason, there was no new siyum inside Peltzuf Ak itself. Rather, the whole of the new siyum that was initiated by this tzimtzum acted only on the kelim of the Peltzuf below Ak, called Nekudot Sag, which begins from Tabor De'ak down and ends at the point of this world.
Up to here, is it clear? Up to here, no question. About this, yes.
We learn that the Parzufim clothe one on the other. So what does it mean that in Ag there is no Tzimtzum and that in Sag there is?
Each one is restricted in a different way from the previous one. Ak also has Tzimtzum Aleph, but in Sag, you start having Tzimtzum Bet.
But how is it that what changes in Sag doesn't change that exists in Ak?
How could it? Ak only clothes on these restrictions in order to add lights to itself. It's not that it's restricted under Tzimtzum Bet. How can it be? Who's stronger, Galgalta or Sag? Of course Galgalta is stronger. She can tolerate everything. All these limited Patsufim, the small Patsufim can clothe on it. She only gets an addition so she can correct them. For her, it's an addition. Okay? What? Who?
Is it possible to explain what we just read?
I'm reading. Item 27. Immediately upon the Tzimtzum, when Tzimtzum Bet occurred, before it exits the Einayim of Rosh Desag, Nikve Einayim of Rosh Desag, even before that, the two external Bchinot were darkened, from Parsan till the Siyum Raglin in Partsuf Nekudot Desag. They are called Tiferet and Malchut, these two external Bchinot. Interpretation, the ascent of the ending Malchut that was standing in the Siyum of Partsuf Nekudot Desag, she rose to half of Tiferet of her goof, to the place of the Parsa, we later call it, really did not really leave any impression in Ak itself. We can say it's in Gilgalta, or even in Nekudot Desag that descended. Rather, now there is an addition. These ascents of Malchut were in order to make a new Zivug for the lower one, but not for itself or for the previous parts of Fim. Everything we are learning now is the descent from Ein Sof till HaOlam HaZeh, to this world. That's why every new Paltzuf is weaker. It's a result of the upper Paltzuf, the previous one. It can only be an addition to it. So it was all in order to make a new zivug for the lower one, which is Nikudim. Which is the Nikudim. Who is the Nikudim? Galgalta, Ab, and Teamim Desag. Teamim and Nikudim are the Partsuf that comes out of Sag, in Tzimtzum Bet, in Nikve Einayim the Rosh Desag. But there was no change in Ak itself, Ak meaning Galgalta Absag, since any Tzimtzum that is generated acts only from the place of its emergence onward, but it does not influence the ones above it whatsoever. You cannot have a returning action upward. For this reason, there was no Siyum inside Partsuf Ak itself, including Sag. Rather, the whole of the new Siyum that was initiated by this Tzimtzum, Tzimtzum Bet, acted only on the Kelim of the Partsuf below Ak, called Nekudot de Sag, which begins from Tabu de Ak down and ends at the point of this world. Well, what can I add here? I don't know. The text itself seems clear to me. Ask, well, Leo, what didn't you understand?
We learned that the Tzimtzum did influence the Rosh of Sag immediately.
Rosh the Sag received, as a result of the Tzimtzum, a Tzimtzum. And now a new Zivug was performed, and a new Partsuf emerges. You had Rosh Desag, and it remained, of course. This is Rosh de Tzimtzum Aleph, and now that Sag performs a Tzimtzum and a Zivug over Tzimtzum Bet, this is considered that he is making Partsuf of Se'arot, just as we have a head with hair on it, so does Partsuf Desag in Tzimtzum Aleph makes a new Partsuf on it called Partsuf Se'arot. Later we're going to learn it in Atzilut. But doesn't work on Sag itself. It's only additions above it. All right? Yes.
What is the impression and what's the roshem of the kli, the impression of the kli? The impression of the kli of the desire.
Impression is something you have or you don't have. Do you have bestowal or don't you have bestowal?
So, what's in addition here?
The addition is that you have the addition of Tzimtzum Bet upon Tzimtzum Aleph. You have a partzuf, it's working in Tzimtzum Aleph. Let's say a mother makes some food, a dish for herself. At the same time, she heats this bottle for the baby. So, when she heats the bottle for the baby, it's called the addition, the se'arot, partzuf se'arot that comes over the main partzuf, the internal partzuf. We always have two partzufim, Tzimtzum Aleph, and upon it, Tzimtzum Bet. And also in the world of Atzilut, we have many partzufim of se'arot. Se'arot is usually when the upper partzuf adds on partzufim, other actions for the lower ones. That's what we call se'arot. Se'arot of Rosh, se'arot of Zakan, se'arot Reisha, se'arot Dikna. That's in Aramaic. These are all, se'arot is from the word so'er, stormy, or he has sorrow, that he is restricting himself. He can't give everything to the lower, only a little bit, as much as the lower one can. If it's according to the mother's heart, she would give the baby everything, but all he can take is 50 grams of warm milk, that's all. And that's the way we grow by the upper parts of him. They always perform these se'arot, they're sorry for having to restrict themselves instead of giving everything to us, but according to our ability, our desire or ability. There's great sorrow above in all the potsafim. You can say that, if you can say that the potsafim are sorry, because it's a system, everything is the Creator, but there is great sorrow in all these potsafim in the Creator, because the lower ones cannot receive all the abundance from Him, everything He prepared for them. Much more than when you're sorry that you want to receive in order to receive and you're not given, the Creator is sorry that you cannot and don't want to receive in order to bestow. And that's why He must not give you. That's it? Yes.
Previously, when we talked about yearning, you said that we can only attain our own yearning for the Creator, but not Him in and of Himself.
But from yearning, you can learn about Him.
So I'm asking, do we also attain His yearning for us?
This, yes, of course, in a way of clothing. But again, in this yearning, you are researching, you're learning Him, your patsuf of Hishtakikut. What you're building is the image of the Creator, but in the form of yearning, longing.
No.
Well.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh boy, the lesson's over.
Rav, the Mekifim, their role is to keep pushing the Kli to develop?
Yes.
And the new Mekifim?
I don't know. Doesn't say about it, didn't write about it yet, so what are you asking? No, I don't want to answer what we didn't read yet.
Thank you.
I won't let you ask again. No, if you ask this way, I won't let you ask. I'll continue. In the partzuf of Nekudot Desag Deak, a new siyum was made through the ascent of Malchut to the place of Bina. In Nekudot Desag, here the Tzimtzum caused the separation of the Kelim below its Chazeh because of the ending Malchut that arose there. Until the place of the Chazeh, meaning until the Palsa, it follows that this whole part, from the Chazeh down to the point of this world, was separated from the Patsuf and is unfit to receive any light. Just like the point of this world, below the Raglaim of the inner Ark. Clear, right? Meaning, what happened in Tzimtzum Bet? The limitation, the Siyum Raglaim Avak, rose to Tabur of Nekudot Desag, or we can call it Palsa. That's all. And this was said.
It was said, immediately upon the Tzimtzum, before it exits the Anaim, the two external Prinot were darkened, since the Opnimi departed upward. As it is written above, there are four divisions in this Peltzuf of Nekudot Desag. From the Chazeh and above it, called internality. From the Chazeh and below, it is called externality. Also from the Chazeh and below, it divides into two Pechinot, Panim and Achol. Those two Pechinot of externality, meaning Panim and Achol from the Chazeh and below, fell and parted from it due to the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of the Chazeh. This is why it is written that the two external Pchinot were darkened since the Or Pnimi departed upward. That is, due to the ascent of the ending Malchut above them, they were emptied of all their Or Pnimi. The words immediately upon the Tzimtzum before it exits the Anaim mean that before the Zivug was made on Malchut Derosh that ascended to the place of the Anaim, this whole Paltzuf was truly emptied, even the inner Kelim in it, from the Chazeh and above, since all the lights from Tabor De'ak and below departed. However, page 419, however, although the lights departed from the Kelim, from the Chazeh and above, they nonetheless did not separate from Atzilut, because the ending Malchut stands below them now as well. Hence, after the Zivug, they are fit to receive the upper light. Conversely, those two external Pchinot below the ending Malchut completely separated from Atzilut. And as they are similar to being below the point of this world, even afterward, when the Zivug is made in the Anaim, they will still not be fit to receive the upper light because they are below the point of Siyum.
Questions? Okay, they're no longer thinking. I have a different question. This evening, I have, how do you call it? A lesson for women. Women come over here, they're sitting instead of you, and I'm gonna gladly teach them, and they listen with 4 ears and 4 eyes, not like you. So what would you like to wish for me here? What kind of success? I'm asking. Well, Dani, why are you looking at me this way?
I see and feel at home the importance of these lessons, and I wish that from the lesson we will feel how all of us, as one Kli with all of its parts, advance together to the Creator.
All right. Who else wants to? Yes?
I think that what we went over today, this morning, about the chisaron and the yearning, it gives a lot of strength. And many times it seems as if there is a serious gap between what we're talking about and where we are and the doubts and everything, so to strengthen in that direction.
Oh, to strengthen this for the women. All right, good. More, Leo.
I think that we should use the opportunity to prepare for the big Congress so we can really be one big Kli of men and women together there, so that it won't weaken us, because sometimes you come to the Congress and there's this feeling that everything's dispersed, but to use the tremendous potential in order to reach the innermost place. So to prepare for the Congress.
Very well. more.
To prepare such a chisaron, need that will have the power to break through in a single prayer.
Fine. Yes, Dudi.
They give
you the force to disseminate, because when the women will be here this evening, you can especially that time you can go disseminate. And besides that, I'll put the emphasis on that. Yeah. Besides that, you're right.
Lemi?
Who?
Lemi, atem matzbi.
Why are you pointing? Who are you pointing at? I'm looking at the people who are taking care of these things, not just any young person who wants to talk in their name. Yes.
I have an announcement.
You see? I'm looking for talking about the women. So he's saying, if we're finished with the women.
Also related to women and to dissemination. On Shabbat, we'll have a workshop.
Wait, hold on. When on Saturday?
On Saturday, on the last part of the lesson, we will have a workshop about between 7 to 8 a.m.
7 to 8? Oh. I didn't know that. Okay, good. So my lesson is shorter.
We'll have a workshop on the topic of how to bring new people to the Congress. And what we're asking is that our friends who brought their friends to the open evenings that we had at the Congress and they enjoyed it, we'd like to hear from you what worked in order to correctly build the content for that event, meaning for our workshop on Saturday. And we will send a questionnaire that you can fill in, what worked, what didn't. And another thing is that 2 days ago, we sent already and we'll keep sending an invitation for the open event for the broad public on the big Congress. It's on the third day in the evening, so there are like small postcards, and if anyone has questions, you can turn to me. So good luck to all of us.
Why did he say all that? Now we're going to have this lesson 7 to 8 on Saturday.
Two things. On Saturday, there will be, we'll have training. We need the friends to help us, to tell us what worked. So turn to us and fill the questionnaire. And the second thing is that we wanted to remind everyone that there is an open event on the 28th, and we're going to invite all of Israel there. And so we prepared everything that you need in order to make it happen.
Great. Will I get the postcard also?
Of course.
Didn't get it yet. Okay. Yes, Danny.
Just to add about what you previously asked and what Yael just informed, that this evening there are gatherings of women from all kinds of circles, and just like on the big Congress, it's obvious that we're not the way that we don't criticize, that we open our hearts. So today we can work on it too.
I didn't get it. Tonight I'm with the women.
True, but there are women that just started, and there are those that are with us for 20 years. So to be more connected between them.
You're addressing the women now, for them to be more mixed up, the veterans and the new ones. Okay. I got it. Wasn't so easy to understand. Yes. All right. Who else wants to say something about this evening? What?
עוד נקודה אולי חשובה מאוד, השיתוף של כלי אנשי בכלי עולמי, עד כמה שהוא חשוב.
Sharing the world women's kli, letting, well, working with them too.
That's clear. Yes.
We need help with presence on the morning lesson.
On behalf of the women.
Of course. Women can easily raise the percentage of men on the morning lesson.
So why are you not addressing them?
We did.
And?
We started working with them.
That's very good. Very nice. If a woman puts a bit pressure on her husband, it's stronger than all the pressures that we put on him. That's clear. That's the way it is. Yes?
The topic this evening on the women's lesson will be breaking down the walls between us and supporting the men. And of course, we can. If you have any other ideas, you can send us, and no problem. It can become part of the lesson.
Yes, send everything to Gilad. And then we'll use it this evening. And the truth is, we have to understand that through a woman, a man can correct himself in a very substantial way. Very substantial. Specifically through his wife. When the wife puts pressure, she tells him, she knows how to organize her man. The nukva revolves around the Zachar. We have to understand that.
And in addition, like you already said, that this is an opportunity for men. If you don't really have to watch your kids at home, to use this opportunity for dissemination.
No, I said that already, that this evening there's a special opportunity to go out to disseminate the men instead of the women. So I'm expecting all the men to disseminate and the women to be here. Yeah, truly. So, make an effort to best if you can give your children to the neighbor, to some friend, I don't know, something. Release the men to go to the dissemination action and the women to the action of the workshop. Fine. And that's it? Okay. To release them, or shouldn't I?
Ken.
Yes.
Announcements. This evening at 6, there will be a recorded lesson on Sviva Tova.
אנחנו מזמינים את כל החברים מכל הכלי העולמי להתחבר מיד בתום השיעור לזום ערבות טים בנושא
אחר. There is a Zoom in preparation for the Congress. An event for youngsters. You're all invited.
תביאו כלי עבודה ויחד נבנה את האירוע של הצעירים בכנס 2020. יום חמישי, 13 בפברואר,
on the 13th, that's today, at 7 p.m., right here.
מתחברים אל המקור. חברים, תלמידים וצופים יקרים, הנכם מוזמנים לכנס קבלה לעם.
Connecting to the root of life, 25th to the 27th of February. We have only 8 days left for the early bird prices. Please register as soon as possible. For further details, contact us. And let's sing.
בעולם לכל אחד שמור מקום מיוחד בנשמה בהגשמה כמו מופע בקונצרט מפסנתר עד קלרינט לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד ישר Lea Chedet Bnei אברהם שתיים